Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
What do you know about Kyle's growth?
No, that's gone too far.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, coming up at 1 o'clock, we've got Chad Brown, former NFL All-Pro. He played 15 years in the league.
Man.
Seattle Seahawks linebacker for 8 of those seasons, and he's currently working with Compass Media as a football analyst, and he's very familiar with the Seattle Seahawks, and that's who the 49ers are playing Sunday, so we'll get some perspective from Chad Brown at 1 o'clock.
Are you shocked at all that Geno Smith is no longer in the Attle?
No. Didn't that trade happen yesterday?
No, I'm just
it happened a long time ago.
I thought he was a lifer until his career was over there.
Yeah, no, they traded him earlier in the offseason.
I know that. They swapped him out.
Oh. Hey, it's Red and Gold Summit time, and it's happening today. King's Fish House, Westfield Valley Fair, Santa Clara, Willard and Dibbs, 2 to 4. Then the summit, 4 to 6. Come out and hang with all the hosts. Great food, great place. And your chance to chill with guys at 95.7 The Game and gals. That's Thursday, September 4th, which is, of course, today. King's Fish House, Westfield Valley Fair in Santa Clara. Come out and get the season started with a bang. And Westfield Valley Fair is the ultimate in shopping, dining, and entertainment. It's going to be your game day destination. I just know it. King's Fish House, your new go-to spot. Why the exasperated sigh?
I did something that first time in my Twitter career, Stoney, I blocked somebody. They were being vile. They were coming at me, and I blocked them. I felt
anybody
like
I know.
Me. No, just some guy out
what
there.
What were they saying?
Oh, just everything.
Was it personal?
Yeah. I had my history and all this stuff.
That's why I was waiting on them in the bushes.
I'm good. And then it got so bad, Bonte was on the thread. Bonte responded because I said some stuff I shouldn't have. What's going on here? I said, he can block him. I blocked him.
I got to tell you, I've never
blocked anybody. So, dude, you deserve an award.
Yeah, I've become such a more happy and content person since I got off Twitter. It's just been a breath of fresh air. It really has.
Now, if I believed you believed that, I would do it.
I love every once in a while going to the Twitter page and nothing coming up because I don't have an account right now.
But that's how I get my news.
Okay, good for you. And I get my news in other ways. I actually get my news from credible sources, not from nitwits on the internet making stuff up.
Are you going to Pablo Torre? Dude, he's a star now.
Well, he's been a star.
Well,
he has been. By the way, I can pass along some news right now, basketball-wise. Cam Thomas.
A bucket.
Cam Thomas plays for the Brooklyn Nets, and he is a restricted free agent, just like Jonathan Kuminga. There are four restricted free agents that hadn't been signed. Cam Thomas, Josh Giddey, Jonathan Kuminga, and I always forget the fourth one, Evan, Goo. There's a fourth one. Why can't I think of him? I've got a lot going on. There's a fourth one.
Who'd you name?
Giddey, Thomas, Kuminga.
Grimes.
Yeah. Quentin Grimes. Thank you, Evan. So there are four guys who were restricted free agents. None of them had a contract. But Cam Thomas of the Nets has just picked up his $6 million qualifying offer, which is... He's pretty much in the same position as Jonathan Kuminga, and that would be the equivalent. Well, I don't know if it'd be the equivalent, but that's the decision Jonathan Kuminga may have to make, is whether to take $7.9 million, the qualifying offer.
But your future's yours.
Or they still have a two-year $45 million contract out there for Kuminga without a player option for year two.
If he hasn't taken that, why would he just take it now at the end?
Well,
I got to believe that freedom is a big for Kuminga, Donnie, just like it is for our guy here. Man, that's everything. Play this one out and I'm done.
Well, I mean, the difference. So Cam Thomas picked up his $6 million option. And the reason he did that is because he does want control. So now you got Kuminga. And according to Bobby Marks, Cam Thomas may have left like $3 or $4 million on the table.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Kuminga, if he signs a qualifying offer for $8 million, let's just say.
I got you.
He's given up $13 million this year.
Yeah.
Because the Warriors have a two-year $45 million deal on the table.
Right.
So October 1st is the deadline. It's now September 4th. One of the four players has picked up their qualifying offer, Cam Thomas. And now the question becomes... Is Kuminga going to do the same thing and essentially ensure that he's on his way out of here?
Yeah. Do you want him to? I think I know your answer because we've talked about it ad nauseum. I want him to remain here.
Well, I think we're getting to the point where he's going to be here.
Mm.
It's just a matter of under what contract.
Mm. Mm.
Like, I don't think there's going to be a sign and trade deal out there that the Warriors like when there hasn't been a deal out there that the Warriors have liked all summer long. And if he takes that 7.9 qualifying offer, it means the Warriors can't trade him to a team that he does not want to go to.
And I feel that.
And in 1 year, he will be an unrestricted free agent. So I feel like if Kuminga comes back on that qualifying offer, he's gone. At the end of the year, most likely.
I got you. Maybe I wholeheartedly agree.
Maybe at the trading deadline. Mm-hmm. So, restricted free agent Cam Thomas is in a totally different situation. Kuminga has Laika backing him long term.
That's what I've always said.
Does it seem like that? Monty saying the Kuminga talk is so tiring. Man, we haven't done it in about 3 days. I was just giving you the update.
It's been longer than that.
Yeah, I'm giving you the update. One of the restricted free agents has picked up the qualifying offer. We'll see if that moves Kuminga along any further. A couple other quick basketball notes before we get back to football. You see they changed the format of the All-Star game again?
I was going to use that for what's bugging me tomorrow. Just put a cap in it. What are we doing?
And that means just pull the plug on.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That was my what's bugging me for tomorrow. What are you doing? Just have the damn game and play it, whatever. Dude, I used to, as a young kid, man, we'd get together. Stoney couldn't wait for the All-Star game. All the jerseys on display. What are they doing? Oh, three teams, shirt skin. What is going on? It is kind of sad with all the smart people that they can't figure it out. Fix the actual game. Make them care.
Well,
make home court advantage in the finals. Make that a part of it.
Oh, God.
They tried to have
Trae Young playing hard so that the Celtics get home court.
But it's better than this crap. No. Three teams, two. So how many? Stein, stop.
What? It's a joke.
Oh, it is.
I'm not saying it's not a joke.
It's a joke, too, that the powers to be can't fix it. And Steph or LeBron can't fix it.
The reason it can't be fixed is because the players don't want to compete.
Oh, that
And if
that
guys
hurts
don't want to
yeah,
play in the All-Star game, you can't make them play.
Yeah.
Speaking of competing... Yeah. Did you see what Luka Doncic did to Israel yesterday?
I did not, Evan. What, to give me some numbers?
37, 10, and 9.
Nice.
Skinny Luka still got it.
The team, Israel.
What was the final?
Yeah, it doesn't really matter.
I'm not being smart. Can you watch that?
I think you can.
Yeah, I think
you can watch everything.
Yeah, it's on some Euro... Signe probably has the subscription. Geez,
I don't know what service he has, but for you to get Tulane games, I do think about it. Like, how was he watching it in Oakland? I get it.
There are a lot of games that show up on my my TV. By the way, did you? So Charles Barkley was on with Bill Simmons. Go Green Wave on Bill Simmons' podcast, and. Remember how Draymond Green was talking about the second apron and how it's a hard cap?
Yeah.
Barkley was saying that the reason they put the second apron in is to, prevent super teams because, according to Barkley, go ahead.
Would you like to listen to
you
it?
Know what? The best. Now, that was Evan and I.
No, I'm looking at you because I want to. Because of what Evan did.
Yeah, all right. I'm here for you.
You know what? I'd love to hear that, and I think our listeners would, too.
I think they would also.
Yeah, you're right.
This is on the Bill Simmons podcast. Charles Barkley, ladies and gentlemen.
Second apron thing is...
Hey.
Hold on.
Second apron thing is...
Hey, cut the bullshit. They ain't got no dumb rules. Let me tell you something. I'm so glad you asked that question.
Is this a second apron defense?
Yes. Why did they have to come up with bullshit rules, Bill? Because all these guys want to play together and not compete. If I had a dollar for every time I heard the second apron, why did Adam Silver have to put the second apron in? Because LeBron got all his guys together. KD want to go play with the Warriors. I hate when I hear... Man, the second apron's not fair. What do you mean it's not fair? If y'all stop all wanting to play together, we wouldn't have to make up bogus-ass rules to stop y'all from playing together.
Wow. I got to be honest, Donnie. I've thrown rocks at the second apron, but I've never heard a defense of the second apron like that. And
me neither.
I got to give Chuck some credit there, Donnie, because I hate what... If you want to say LeBron created or what KD did, even though we got two titles out of it, that was Chuck at his best, man.
I think there is something to it.
So it wasn't a Joe Lacob hate fest.
No, I mean I don't know
the second apron because I think
I don't know how much that had to do with it. I'm just saying the NBA's got a competition problem.
What? But you're talking about a heart issue then.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's is more serious than anything.
Yeah, it's the NBA is really, it's a group of 30 fraternities. And all the fraternities create one brotherhood. And the one brotherhood is the 30 fraternities / teams. And they're all in it together to...
To what?
Help each other out and just be one big group of super highly paid professionals that the number one goal right now is to protect your income rather than compete.
Wow.
And that's a generalization, but I do believe it. I really do. I don't think that the players really, like, I don't know why, but it feels like losing right now. Guys just don't want to deal with it because of social media and the vitriol and the anger. And so I do think we have a competition problem in the NBA.
Stein, I got to give you a compliment. I felt like I was reading a Matt Steinmetz article, and I kept reading because it was good. But good Lord, I'll say this. I know Stephen Dre would kill for number five. I got to be honest. I know LeBron would kill for number five. So are you so sure that you want to – is that where you want to park your car?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not necessarily talking about the superstars. I'm talking about the guys who are making more money than they should be making because of the league. And it's good enough to play in the league.
Wow.
Because the money is so great. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app, and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. So, anyway, that's that was Charles Barkley. And what's going on with LeBron, by the way?
Say GMZ, but I was going to bring that to you and Evan, and I go, nope, because they expect it. But what the hell was he doing in front of E-40? And is that going to land him in the Bay? Because that's what the headline. Are we talking about two different things?
You're going to have to explain what you're talking about. Right. I'm not familiar with it, but okay. Go ahead.
So E-40 was performing at a locale, Evan, help me out, that I don't know. And LeBron James is in the crowd. It looked like it was a private event. Obviously, it was a private event. So the song is Tell Me When to Go. And LeBron, obviously, having some drinks, having a good time, is just snotty letting it go. And the caption was, oh, he's on his way to the Bay because the Bay Area artist was performing and LeBron was having a good time. I didn't take it that way, but I thought, oh, I got to bring this to Evan and Steiny, and I'm growing. I said, you know what? I'm going to leave that out. And then you bring it up. So I think you're bringing it up. You might have been talking about something else, it sounds like.
No.
So a guy can't dance to a song without people reading into his future?
That. Well, the backstory is the flirtation that was this offseason, him coming to the Bay and him not being happy in L.A. But I'm with you.
I think a lot of people really like E-40.
Yeah, I do.
I think the LeBron to the Warriors is still ongoing.
But what
quite
does
frankly.
That mean,
it's
though?
It's been 18
no.
months.
Just stop.
I think it's ongoing. I think the Warriors are probably monitoring the situation. If they think something's going on down in L.A., why not?
Do you think something's going on with them?
Yeah, I do. I don't know what. But something. He's not happy.
And, but, E, you know they're desperate for, material. So when you put that video out, not that it swayed me, it had the caption, like, something is odd with LeBron and the Lakers in L.A., but I just thought it was funny and desperate. Oh, he's E-40's there, the Bay Area are. And then your boy was dancing like you at that wedding. Remember that? And I was like, hearing Steiny say anything's possible now. Who knows? No, there's no way. The world would shake.
Well, there is a way, but not right now.
And
it
that's
seems
what I mean.
Too difficult to hurdle.
Yeah.
Maybe next offseason.
Oh, God.
No, I'm serious. He's going to be a free agent. Like,
I don't want to be 50.
I know that. But I was just thinking of his age.
That's how I looked at it. He's still
I mean,
a good
at
shape.
What point is past the point of no return? Like, he's already 58 anyways.
Man.
Yeah, I don't know what that's.
Yeah.
What LeBron has.
My man said they have a competition. I know it's football. They have a competition problem. Wow.
Hey, did you see the. This is so vintage. See the video of your guy, Draymond?
No. I saw.
You didn't see the video of him and Jimmy Butler?
Were he airballed?
No.
Oh.
They were just finishing up a workout. Butler and Draymond were working out in L.A., and Draymond was in front of the camera saying,
I saw that. We got, we'll be, we going to get it.
Basically said we're going to win it.
Yeah, I do. But that, he did it a couple years. Yes, he did.
He does it every year, it feels like.
I saw him, he tried to floater, and the caption said, Draymond working on a floater, and I got excited, and it was an air ball, but you couldn't even tell if it was the real Draymond. So that's the stuff I'm trying to, like, I'm on it too much. You are too. You're on IG. You're off of Twitter, but you are on IG.
And if that's what you want to believe, you can.
So you're going to look at me dead in the face on the day of the summit and say, hey, Goo, I'm not on Reels on IG.
Not really, no. Facebook more, probably. I like Facebook.
Because you're old.
I do. I like Facebook. I love the photos.
That's the least shocking thing we've heard today.
Say that. Oh, my gosh.
Where else can you keep up with all the people that you couldn't stand when you were a kid?
And anywhere else but Facebook.
It's outdated. Like Facebook. It's for the old folks.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Anyway, Draymond and Jimmy Butler working out together.
Let's go.
Yeah. What do we got? 5 minutes. We got to get back to football on the other side. Coming up at 1 o'clock, we got Chad Brown, former Seahawk, played 15 years in the league. We got to get you ready for that opener. But I will spend 5 minutes talking about something that you want to talk about, which is the San Francisco Giants.
Oh, man, we need 50. It's incredible, isn't it? But Dan Dibley, he took my joy away from what the Giants are trying to accomplish.
Why?
Here.
What happened?
Because yesterday they were 4 games back of the New York Mets, but they're really 5 because Major League Baseball's done away with that game if you end up in a tie. So they're 5 behind, technically, they're 5 behind the Mets, and now entering the equation is East San Diego Padres. So they're 5 games behind San Diego, but it's really 6. So they played the Rockies, but they played the Rockies before and didn't tear the cover off the ball like they're doing tonight. I mean, like they're doing right now. Stiney, 10 of 11. Again, you're 4 back. What would you, like, this is why we watch. Can they pull this off with 22 left? It can easily happen.
I think it's going to be much harder than you think. They don't have a closer right now.
Okay.
They don't have starting pitching depth.
Ray's tired. I think Webb's tired.
There you go. I mean,
scoring 90 runs a game, it feels like. And that's what we were waiting on. But,
they got players getting suspended.
Did he sit that one out yet? No.
No, he had 2 homers yesterday.
Yeah, he did. He was, man.
Matt Chapman.
But they're 4 back. 2 over.
Okay.
Where are you at on? Because it can go either way for me. It fluctuates.
Well, either way, for what? Like, either way, like they're Evan, good or they're not good? Or they're going to make the playoffs or they're not going to make the playoffs?
If Melvin's job was in jeopardy, what they're doing to me is helping him have that job not in jeopardy. Okay, that's one. Then on the flip side, if I'm Buster, I'm like, okay. 10 of 11, huh? Swept the Cubs. Where was this when we lost 100 out of 101 at home? So when I look at it from that those prisms, I don't know which one is more tangible. So I'll ask you, if you were running a team and they did this right in front of your eyes, would you say, no, my decision's been rendered when we lost 100 out of 101 at home? Or would you be swayed to open up the file and say, oh, maybe I was too quick to come to a conclusion. Either way.
I mean, why would you fire Melvin?
Because why would you fire Melvin? Underperforming.
Well, no, they're not now. They're together. Like, I'm not just saying this. They look like they're together right now.
Gotcha.
Okay. So maybe it takes a year for everybody to get accustomed to everybody else. It also may be a little fool's gold late in the season. The Rockies. And, the pressure's off. And maybe that's got something to do with it. But
all valid thoughts.
Like, you know,
we're never going to get an answer to the pressure's off because now it's back on. You know what I mean? You go play St. Louis, and I know they're out of it, but, hey, it's baseball. But now the pressure's back on because they're sitting there four back.
I mean, and you lose, like, the other thing is if you lose two out of three, you're back down to ninth in the National League.
You're right, but if you don't and you keep this up, Steiny.
So they're going to sweep the Cardinals?
No, you're trying to see. You're trying to sucker me out of bed. I'm done betting.
Come on, I think they're going
to. I didn't want to.
You said the Cardinals. You said the Cardinals have given up.
I feel like they have.
Well, then bet me. They're trying to sweep.
After Reg B said that at the party.
Said what?
Taking too many L's on the show.
Yeah.
But he was including knockout. Who cares?
Well, that just makes it even worse.
Stop.
Like the. The Giants set a record last night with their 17th home run and 17th consecutive game.
The power, man, it is back. It's not LED lights they're using, boy.
Why don't you give Bob Melvin credit?
Oh, and I totally have.
Okay. But you wanted him fired.
Yeah.
And he has galvanized this team.
But if you tell me, like, I can't rob him of that. Something happened, right? But if you had a gun to my head, Stoney, honestly, I do feel there's some type of, even Willard and Dibbs were, Dibbs and Willard had a funeral. They can't come back.
I don't even know what to
we
say.
We can talk about that on the other side.
They had a funeral.
On the other side.
I forgot.
All right, what's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Coming up tonight, after the Red and Gold Summit at 7 o'clock, the Valkyries, they take on the Dallas Wings, and you can hear the game right here on 95.7 The Game and on the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. Just download the app and search Valkyries. You can also watch the game on KPIX+. Pregame starts at 6:30. Coming up at 1 o'clock, Chad Brown will talk some Seahawks with the former Seahawk himself.
Mm-hmm. And that's what life's about.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Big moments or small moments? They all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly say, I'm sort of built for this.
I am ready to go.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I saw something on the YouTube chat, and then I looked it up, and the person was right. I find it very interesting.
You had to fact check the chat.
Yeah, I definitely did.
I'm mad at you.
I should give credit to who brought it up, but it's now so far up the chat, I can't find it. But you see what the Seahawks are doing. And they'll be doing it. They'll be doing it this Sunday.
I did not.
This is a great idea, by the way. A great idea.
We'll decide.
And I got to tell you, if there's one thing that I can't stand about the NFL, it's the fans fighting.
Oh, it's out of control.
These fans who fight at a football game are so low level. Yeah. It's unbelievable.
But Stani, they're really fighting too. That's what I know. I don't like
it. I know. They're a bunch of idiots. You hear what the Seahawks are doing?
I'm trying to think.
And let me tell you something. Every team in the league should do what they're doing. They are going to have undercover cops at the game wearing Niner jerseys. Yeah.
But see, now I feel
that's a great idea.
But now it's not from the I get it. It's it's better than nothing. But now you're setting people. You're baiting people.
No, you're not.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah,
no,
I don't
like
that.
You're trying to
like
incite
that.
People.
Yes, exactly. I don't like
it
that.
It is not inciting people to wear a jersey of the other team. It's inciting people to talk smack, to get personal, and to get physical.
So
smack is not fighting, though. Like, if you walk past someone
escalates.
Wearing a Kittle jersey and you say something to them, that's not being, like, that's fair game.
And I hate to do this
right,
to you guys.
But a drunk Seahawks fan may want to take it further.
Most of the fight videos, honestly, you see on social media are between fans of the same team.
It's getting to that point, men and women. Stoddy, I don't like it. I just...
You want more fights?
No,
more
I don't.
More fights.
No, it's not. But don't you understand? It's only going to work if somebody falls for the pain. Like, then you're like, yeah, we got Stoddy to come out of his comfort zone and act a fool, and you're going to jail, and you're probably going to lose your job. Yeah, we did that.
If I'm an undercover cop in Seattle,
just have cops
and I'm wearing a 49er jersey, I'm sure they're not going to be walking around the stadium saying Seattle stinks.
All right, what about
they're going to just be walking around the stadium.
But just have cops there so
49er.
People will know not to act up. How about that? In full gear.
No, the point is that they're going to, like, if they're fans, it's just punch opposing fans if they're wearing a jersey. Those are the guys we want to
so
get.
So that's who you're looking for? Vistani, you know what I mean, man. Because there's some vicious ones at these games.
Thank you.
Yeah, but I don't want somebody provoked.
Nobody's provoking. Like, oh my gosh, it's infuriating. It's not provoking to wear another team's jersey. It's provoking to provoke with words and deeds. Do we really want to live in a place where you can't wear a Niners jersey to Seattle?
No, that I got.
What are we doing?
But now you sound like me the other day when you're like, Guru Skin, whatever I was saying.
I don't know
about
what you're talking about,
world,
but clearly you're out of ammunition.
You told the two women we met at the cafeteria, the older women, the Giant fans that travel with the team that remember I said I don't like riding on BART. I'm tired of people right now. I don't know what it is. And you go, I'm not like Guru. He's so worried about Remember you went on that rant or you forgot it?
Yeah, I don't remember.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody, today's the day. Today is the day. The 2025 95.7, the Game Red and Gold Summit. It's happening today and it starts at 2 o'clock with Willard and Dibs.
Let's go.
And then all the hosts join at 4 o'clock. Summit from 4 to 6. Come on out and hang with us. King's Fish House, Westfield Valley Fair in Santa Clara. Let's get down there. Let's have some fun. Let's talk some football. Should be a great time tonight down in Santa Clara. And the Westfield Valley Fair, it is your game day destination. You can catch all the games this season at King's Fish House, the go-to spot for fans. And I'm going to be honest with you guys. Guru and Evan, are you serious that you don't think that's a good idea?
I don't. I don't like it, but I get what you're saying about, well, you're trying to sniff that person out that would pick a fight with the person predicated on just them in the other jersey.
That's right. That's right.
But don't usually fights escalate because there's two sides? So if there's an undercover cop,
right,
and he's wearing a Kaepernick jersey, and yep, a Seahawks fan who's had one too many walks up to him and just kind of bumps him.
Right.
Should he be thrown in the tank for
that? No. Oh, absolutely not. No.
I don't think people just walk up and swing on people.
I think they walk up.
No, they have words, Donnie. Yeah. Evan's on to something.
Have you ever worn a jersey in opposing building before?
I wore Cowboys to the Niners.
Probably a while ago.
I'm from the Yay.
I'm assuming, and maybe I'm wrong, but like, has anybody just walked up and taken a swing at you?
I.e. the Shasky Bonte trip to Philly, that thing was out of control. Kids, dudes were coming spitting in the air, Evan. That's one of those places I would not wear a Niner jersey at the Vet, or wherever they played the league. Like, that thing was real to me. I don't know if you would, E. I know you got to your little guns on you, but that thing was, boy, that's going to be 3 hours of hell.
No, I wouldn't wear a Chargers jersey to the Coliseum. Like, no, when I was a kid, because I didn't want to evoke a Raiders fan to do something dumb.
I got to tell you. I don't know.
It's just the undercover part, man.
I got to tell you. I was here when the Raiders came back. You can give me the drop from L.A. And I went to a ton of Raider tailgates. I got to tell you, I think they get a bad rap.
Well, I've seen some stuff. How about that?
I think they get a bad rap because I saw some, what I saw mostly at Raider games and tailgates was just good-natured banter. Mm. That I love. I love good-natured banter.
Now, were you at the Raiders tailgates with Raiders fans?
Yes.
Well, then you're cool. You're in friendly territory.
No. I mean, I saw people walk by with other teams' jerseys, and I didn't categorize it as a dangerous situation. You know what I mean?
But if you're in the minority of an opposing fan base, like, you don't really get to make the ground rules. Mm. It takes is one idiot.
That's right. You're right. I'm just saying, I saw a lot of positivity at the Raiders tailgates when I was going.
And I would like to live in a world where you don't have to go undercover, be the police that you are, and then just the silhouette of your uniform, badge and gun, drunk person, not drunk person knows I gotta act right. How about that, Stoney? How about just be in your regular gear? And then if something were to pop off, hey, Sergeant Steinmetz, this guy over here is really, you know what I mean? Like, be in your regular gear. You ain't got to do it to that degree.
What do you mean?
If you're just in your cop uniform, that's going to, people will know not to act a fool.
How's that worked?
I don't think they've
been. You don't think they have security at games?
Not where I've been watching, Stoney, not the videos I'm watching. I'm like, where the hell is there? You see it on the board. In case of emergency, call 411. Man, please.
Right, because they're not there.
Now they can be there undercover, but in your uniform.
415 on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Yes, my wife and I have been at games where we have not said a single word. And you just keep getting harassed and harassed and harassed.
Terrible,
my wife had a beer poured on her for wearing a Saints jersey, and she never said a word. This will prevent that. Great idea.
Ah, yeah.
Jimmy Mole. I like it.
Nah, man.
I guess
he probably would too at that juncture. But man, what do you do? Wife gets a beer poured on her, and then it's you against the world. You got to stand up for her.
Well, clearly Mole didn't.
I'm not Jim.
Love you, Jim.
Yeah.
Let's go to Steven in San Francisco. Hey, Steven, how you doing?
Love your show. Doing amazing. Thanks. Thanks. Super happy football season's here.
Yeah.
I did go to the Raiders game wearing my Rams jersey Monday night opener a couple years ago. I had all the fear factor, as you normally hear all the stories from Raiders fans. I agree with Steiny here. Nothing new, but I agree with Steiny. A lot of playful banter. When you get to your seats, a little different. I will note that I only drank water that day so I can stay safe. And at the end of the game, as the Rams took over and won that game, I got a lot of chants. Truck you, Steve. Truck you, Steve. A friend of mine was, you know, a Raider fan, and he's like, hey, this is Steve. He's a good guy. But I got out of there alive. I was surprised. I appreciate you guys. Love the show.
Hey, Steve, and appreciate the call.
You don't appreciate me, Steve. You wouldn't have did that little jab.
Oh, about
I not too doubt. But yeah, man, that Jim Olay, that's a nightmare, right? And look, things happen everywhere. Snotty, I've been around. I've been in the Raider game. I'll never forget this. Statues of limitations here. A Bronco fan was in an old school Craig Morton jersey. All he had, he was talking though, so he deserved it. But Evan, all he had left was the V around of the jersey and the seven hanging. They just put it on him like something you've seen in the American Me. Like he, man, I was just sitting, ooh, my man. Uh-huh. But he had a too many to drink and he was talking that talk. They put it on him.
I like the idea.
I think it's just the idea of having an undercover cop wearing a jersey, trying to draw attention to himself.
Just be the police that you are, and that'll be enough.
No, it won't.
Or you could just wear regular clothes.
Stani, these guys and gals aren't fighting in these videos where policemen are there. Nobody's there. That's part of
it. That's right.
But why have to go to what Evan said to the extra mile? Let's trick them.
Because they want to create a safer environment at the stadium for the majority of fans who don't want to fight.
Okay, so you can't do that in uniform? Give us more police presence and these fools will quit acting out.
I mean,
I don't like going undercover.
I think that's the idea that a guy wearing a 49er jersey because they're a fan of the 49ers in Seattle, and that's equated with the word baiting. You're baiting.
If the guy's not truly a fan and he's a cop, that's the wrong way to get the bad people.
If you're an undercover cop and you're wearing an opposing jersey and you are minding your own business and some yahoo comes up to start crap with you, they should be the ones getting in trouble. They should be if they're initiating it.
Hey, Steiny, listen. But again, I'm old traditional. What's wrong with just being in your uniform, having more of a police presence, and not having to go that extra mile to see if you're going to bait somebody to be a yokel-dokel and try to pick a fight?
Because what's been happening now is there's been too many fights.
Yeah, with not enough police presence or security.
Okay.
So how about just up the security in uniform? Yeah, not the other team's uniform.
You know, the other thing is, I also think this is a great point from the 415 on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. It's like, you get the word out about this. If you get the word out.
You think so?
Then nobody's going to mess with anybody in a 49ers jersey unless the 49ers jersey wearing person is the jerk.
Yeah. And I'm not defending the yokel-dokels, people. I want the police to be the police.
And you know what? Maybe what undercover cops wearing the visiting jersey will do
or eliminate
is more normalize people with opposing jerseys coming into your stadium, because that's what happens. That's what happens.
But Steiny, 50, 60,000 is a lot of people. And it's going to work. But, you know, to get that thing all the way, you know, it's almost you can't control that many people like that. And I'm not saying every one of the 60, 55,000 or whoever's at the stadium, people are going to drink and be hooligans.
Right. And if they fight, they're arrested. Period.
Right.
Yeah.
But you think they'll catch more by being undercover. See, I don't.
I don't know if they'll catch more, but I love the idea that if theoretically every fan that walks into Seattle Stadium on Sunday. They've gotten word that there's some 49er undercover officers going to be wearing 49ers jerseys. I got to believe that would be a deterrent going into that stadium, knowing that you don't really know who the guy
is. 10 cold ones?
Because now you're just belligerent.
Because usually those are the people who are swinging anyways.
Yeah, and those are the ones you want to catch, right? The ones who get drunk and fight.
No, but I'm saying being undercover wearing a jersey is not going to be in the forefront of somebody's mind who just seeing red, literally.
Yeah. Chris A. saying this isn't the first time it's happened.
Yeah, and I got one Yokodoko on the 510. Guru, you're an idiot. Maybe cops should wear the uniform while making drug buys, too. Dude, this is not even the same. Come on now, stop.
Let's go to Patrick. Patrick's in South San Francisco. What's up, Patrick? How you doing? Patrick, going once.
Yeah, so you gotta make my day every day.
Oh, thanks, man.
I was going to say, I think it's necessary for you to wear team colors. I've gone to Seattle, Arizona, Green Bay, Chicago. I wore my Niners stuff. You know, some of the opposing fans, yeah, they maybe talk crap, but I think it's a thing that you have to represent. And, you know, if they talk crap, you talk crap back. And I know there's some fans are worse than others, and I kind of see more of the younger fans are always trying to prove themselves. But other than that, I think most of the opposing fans are pretty good. In Chicago, I got approached by four guys, and they saw my Niner chain, and they're like, is this necessary? And I got one of those big chains, not the small chains.
Yeah.
One of those double XL, almost big as my head. He grabbed my chain. I'm like, oh, shit. He's about to.
All right.
I felt like I was watching a movie. Man, he made it out. He was safe. That didn't seem like he was headed in the right place. So he's talking about those big. I tried to get one at the Niner game. The big ones. Flavor Flav clock that says like Cowboys or Niners.
I know what you're talking about.
$25, please.
You know, those aren't real gold.
I don't like
that. FYI.
You're so dumb. Dude, I hate this idea. Just be who you are. And have more presence.
The stuff that bothers you sometimes.
No, we're on the same page.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life. and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All three of us, we just, two of us are real. And there's you.
Why don't you tell everybody the truth that you love those fights at games? That's okay.
You probably
like car accidents and auto racing.
Stop. I'm not that type dude, man. And when you got kids and family and friends, think of karma. I don't like seeing that stuff. But I'm going to tell you this, it's at an all-time high. And then I'm going to say this, they're not doing it for the camera either. Stoney, I'm watching families fight. Men, women, children. Going at it.
I know. I like it. I like it. I want these.
I like the idea.
Yeah. And that's the one problem with football. It invites a lot of meathead. You know what I mean? There's some meatheads out there.
Oh, my God. I know some.
Who? Relliford? 49er Frankie?
Those are all my groomers.
Hey, is 49er Frankie doing the Giants stuff still?
Yeah, he put it up.
Well, is he happier?
You have to ask Monte.
49er? No, I'm asking 49er Frankie. I thought he was doing those videos.
Yeah, he's still doing them.
So they're winning. Like, how are they?
They're great.
Can you show me one at the break?
Yeah, I can.
So he's still doing them every day?
Or Bonte could show you. Bonte kind of took them from me.
I don't know.
That's where we're at.
I think you misunderstood something there.
I totally got you. Okay. But
let's go to Paul.
Have you ever lost a friend to a friend? And that's what's happened.
I lose friends to Dana all the time.
And Bonte on TV at the 49 Frankie.
Oh, yeah. I see what you're saying. That kind really?
Of, yeah, it kind of phased me out.
Are you serious?
A little bit.
You know what? I'm going to help you out.
Yeah. That's our ongoing joke now. Frankie calls me. I'm like, oh, yeah, I had to call Bonte to get you to call me. But no, those are my guys. He's still doing them? Dude, this thing's incredible. I know it's football season. If the Giants get in, it's a lot of people that can't get in the door, man. It's locked. I said it.
Would you make sure to remind your favorite hosts, Stan Dibley and Mark Willis.
They had a funeral. What's that mean, Evan? You got to dig the body back up.
Well, usually with Easter, you get 7 days. You get 7 days to resurrect a corpse. So I think it's been past 7 days. So they're done.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. You get 7 days.
Yeah, you know what?
Seven whole days.
Yeah.
That's Tony Braxton.
So you get 7 days.
Oh, man.
There's a joke there about something shrouded in mystery. Because yeah. Jesus and he was the shroud of Jesus. Never mind. Don't worry about it. We can make some
people feel sorry for me.
For who?
Lost a friend. Yeah, it's all good. Oh, boy.
Here's the other thing. Just by putting it out there, maybe they don't even have to do it.
That's a great point. Maybe now you're like, hey, I want to hit you, but are you undercover? And then you know Evan said it 10 deep. Then you're just at that point, logic is gone out.
Like, if you walk into the stadium sober and you get 10 beers in, do you forget that some people in the 49er jerseys are not really...
Or you might not care at that point.
I forget how to get home when I have 10. I mean, good Lord.
All right.
Oh, you guys.
And someone here saying, Guru, this has to do with policing. Just FYI, Boxer and Gershon, work injury attorneys.
My boy June's a sheriff.
Guru says, hey, Guru, just FYI, cops, they do go undercover sometimes.
Not for football fights is what I'm saying.
Yes, now for football
fights. That's what I'm saying.
All right.
I know you got to go undercover now.
All right. I see some callers want to chime in on the other side. They can do that. And then at 1 o'clock, we've got Chad Brown, former Seattle Seahawk, NFL All-Pro. He played 15 seasons. He was a linebacker for the Seahawks for 8 of them. And he's currently a football analyst with Compass Media. And we are going to get you ready for the Seahawks 49ers game on Sunday. To the callers, I'll get you in before Chad. 888-957-9570. That segment was brought to you by Cars for Kids, Cars with a K.
You got a little cop to you.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.